I'm going to start with the male bull calf, the dairy male bull calf, a bad fit for the dairy industry that only needs heifers and a bad fit for the beef industry where they compare poorly to their beef bred counterparts. There's over 250,000 of them born so far this year, according to the Department of Agriculture. And because there's nowhere to fit them all, many head overseas on long and arduous journeys. Our colleagues in RTE Investigates highlighted abuses in this calf export trade in a programme on Tuesday night. Lax enforcement of rules, distressed and sick animals, cases of alleged cruelty caught on camera, none of it was a pretty picture. And in the last 2 years, anyone that we have spoken to on Countrywide, either on air or privately, has said that they think that the days of exporting calves alive are numbered. Well, if that is so, the tricky part becomes, where on this island do we fit all of these bull calves? Well, to look at one possible solution, on the morning after the primetime programme, I travelled to Michael Guinan's dairy operation outside Rahan in County Offaly. It's a swish setup. A robotic milker works away on Michael's 115 Montbellard cows. He and his son lay out grass, freshly cut that morning. When the mood takes them, the cows stroll down to the milker before rejoining the herd at the grass bar. A well-oiled and smoothly run dairy machine. But then Michael opens the door into a shed with something you don't often see on a dairy farm. A half dozen bull calves at play in a deep straw pen. And these are keepers.
He's a month old today, tonight.
And on any other farm, they'd be long gone by now.
They would.
So why does this work for you?
Look at the quality of them. Like, they're limousine cross out of Montbellard. They're a serious quality animal. If I wanted to sell them, I have guys ringing me looking to buy those. I guess £3.50 a pop for them there this minute.
Right now?
Right now.
At how many weeks old did you say?
The oldest is a month old today, and the youngest is he's a little over a week old.
Okay. And is that just because you've gotten the breed right?
Yes. I've got the breed right, I've got the quality of the stock right.
Those animals. It's an accident of geography that sees Michael holding on to his bull calves. The Grand Canal cuts his farm in half. You're like Brad Pitt, you know that? A river runs through it. A canal runs through your farm. Because he couldn't make the land on the other side of the canal part of his milking platform, he decided to produce beef there from his homegrown calves instead. We walk over a picturesque humpback bridge, above a canal lock and down to a shed that is the beef side of the operation. So who are these boys now?
What we are looking at here now, Philip, is last year's crop of male calves. We do them as young bulls. The cattle we are looking at there now are approximately 18, 19 months of age. They're in on a fattening diet. We hope to fatten them and have them killed for the Christmas market. So sometime in early December, they'll be going for slaughter. That is under 24 months of age, which Chagish are pushing about early slaughter and all the rest. So we're achieving that here. We're also hitting the target for the factory. We're hitting a 370, 380 kilo carcass. There is money in it. There is good money in it because we have the stock as calves.
What's the difference between you and pretty much every other serious dairy man, which is what you are, who would say, oh God, no, I want shot of those bull calves at 2 or 3 weeks of age if I can?
They're looking at dairying and they check every month. Whereas with this system here, it takes nearly 2 years to bring those to beef. So it's a slower system, but like when you get in on it, you have the check at the end of the year. You could call it the 13th, 14th and 15th check because it all comes together.
Okay, but how many more ladies could you have producing how many more litres of milk if these boys here weren't eating that grass?
I could probably double the dairy herd if the farm was suitable, but the farm's not suitable. The farm is spread in 5 different lots over maybe 3 or 4 years.
So it doesn't lend itself to a dairy platform?
No, it does not.
but it allows you to do this, which coincidentally solves your bull calf problem.
It does, yes. But I believe there is scope there for more dairy farmers to be encouraged to do some more beef. From an environmental point of view, it would help us to be rearing some of our own calves. It would take some of the pressure off exports as well, which we need to do as well, because down the line we are going to lose exports.
Why do you think the live calf export industry is going to go?
Disease is one thing. The European countries are beginning to look for calves that's BVD free and IBR free and all the rest. So, like, all that is going to come into play. There are so many other organisations out there watching everything that happens. So we have to be very prim and proper. And if there's a weak link anywhere in the chain, outside of our control, we can only control what happens to the animal within our farm gate and while we're loading it on the lorry. Mm-hmm. After that, we're passing that responsibility over to somebody else.
And are you saying that the consequence of that is going to be public opinion is not going to support this industry any longer, and that at some point in the next, what, 5 to 10 years, do you think, the export industry
I'd
is going to close down?
5 years for younger stock. It might last there a bit longer for older stock, for store cattle or that. But for the calves, particularly the younger calves under 42 days, I think 5 years would be the outside of it.
Back in the calf shed, Michael gets angry about what he saw on prime time on Tuesday night because of the reputational damage that a poorly regulated export industry, which he has nothing to do with, is doing to his business.
It does bother me because really when I see what's going on, like, why would any farmer or any businessman abuse his asset? The livestock is my asset. They're what makes my money. Why would I abuse them?
It must trouble you at the same time, though, to know that there are calves that are leaving this country for whom that kind of treatment is a possibility.
It sickens me to watch it on the television there because, like, I wouldn't do that. I'd stay up here with a sick calf, giving him electrolytes or whatever, and to see that happen to a calf. But the problem is that the people that's handling the calves like that are not making a living out of that calf. We're making a living out of livestock. We look after them. It's in our own interest to look after them. It's a passion anyhow. Like farming, you don't get into farming to make money. You must love what you're at being farming. And I love what I'm at. I'm 67 years of age. I wouldn't change it. It's just a passion for me.
Michael's formula of a few less milking cows to make a bit of space for bull calves that don't usually fit won't work on every farm. But he feels that with the writing on the wall for calf exports, room has to be found.
If you didn't have the robotic milker, would you have the time to be a beef farmer as well, do you think?
Well, we always made time for it. But I wouldn't have the time to stand here talking to you.
All right, hint taken, I'm on my way.
That is the difference. I'd be standing in the milking parlour milking cows now. I wouldn't be standing here talking to you, but because the job has been done here.
So has Michael got a point? 51551 for your texts. Should each farm make a little bit of room for their bull calves? You can WhatsApp us as well as text us 0870 32 32.